T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. 97.1 FM Talk DGS. Going to play Girls Against Boys. Pyramid coming up here in a little bit. So in the last hour, we were bitching about the jackasses who were in town on the motorcycles and popping the wheelies and all this, just total douchebags. I was just outside, like on the long break, I go outside, get some air, and I'm standing there overlooking Tucker, and here come about six of them popping wheelies and talking to each other, and they don't see the light change right there by Chris's Pancakes, and have to slam on their brakes. One guy turned sideways and either hit a pedestrian or came within about a foot.
There you go.
Cool dudes. Yeah.
Cool dudes.
I mean, you know what? As someone who is an agnostic, I hope there's an afterlife. I hope I get to live forever. Mm-hmm. But I'm not counting on it. And so life is precious. And there are no great ways to die.
But being
killed or having your spouse or father or brother or child killed
by
some douchebag who's popping a wheelie and doesn't see the light change with his GoPro camera on top of his stupid German Kaiser hat. It's got to be one of the dumbest ways to lose your... Because if there is no God, let's just say... And it's just lights out. This is the only existence you're ever going to have. It's the only time you're ever going to be aware. And this dick on his little...
Crotch rocket?
You just... I just want to see them all crash.
Yep. I do too.
How dare you put someone else's life in danger so that you can get a GoPro of popping a wheelie going down Tucker Boulevard?
Because you're awesome. Ugh. What percentage of people?
Remember last year when they did that and some guy was giving him trouble because they were surrounding his car and they attacked him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Started beating on his car and kicking it and everything?
Yep. What percentage of people think that that is cool? What percentage of people think they see the wheelie guys and are like, oh, that's awesome?
I don't think anyone who's not in that little group. I don't think a single one.
10% of the American population.
And how one hasn't gotten shot? I mean, you surround my car and start beating on it when I've got my kids in it.
I'm saying 90% at least.
Yep.
Of people that just think it's so stupid, and the 10% that do are probably saying, "You just don't get it. You just don't get how awesome it is. You don't get how cool it is." You know?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well. You know what? I will continue to not get it with the vast majority of people.
Yeah. I don't understand, and I don't understand. I'm a big supporter of the cops, but there they are. Why don't you get them?
It's like I said, I mean, I've read that it's almost not worth it in a lot of cases because you're going to create an even more dangerous situation by pursuing them. Because I don't think most of these guys are going to go, oh, the police wants me to pull over? Okay, well, pardon me. Let me just get off to the side of the road here.
Yep.
Want to hear the latest best working theory on Loch Ness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that it's a giant eel.
Yes.
Okay.
That the chances that it's based on the DNA, a whole bunch of tiny eels is less likely than that it's one giant eel. Another way to put it is that it's more likely a giant eel.
Giant thing.
Yeah. They didn't know this before. It could have just been thousands of little ones.
Right.
It's more likely that it's one big one. And so far, the biggest one on record was like 18 feet long, 350 pounds.
Ugh.
I think that if I saw that I would think sea monster.
Yeah. I brought this up earlier in the week and you got mad at me because you didn't want to believe that the Loch Ness monster was a giant eel.
I've come around.
Okay.
Wait, there was a theory that it was a bunch of little ones?
Just in a
pack. I don't even understand that.
No. They took DNA and they found a lot of eel DNA.
I got you.
That makes more sense.
And I guess a even bigger expert said, well, the chances of it being like just...
Well, let's say it's let's say if you said the biggest eel ever recorded is 18 feet. Let's say if it's a 30-foot eel and it's some undiscovered, primitive, but animal, but it is an eel, which is something we are... I'd still say...
Sea monster.
Loch Ness monster.
Yeah. Me too. That's a monster for me.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a plesiosaur.
Right.
Mm-mm.
I have some breaking news.
Let's hear it.
Break it.
It's about the monkeys.
The St. Louis Wheel is going to open one day earlier than originally
planned.
What? Oh, stop it.
What day is that?
I rearranged my whole schedule.
Booyah! Dropping knowledge. One day earlier than expected. St. Louis Wheel is going to open on September 30th. It's supposed to either open on September 31st, if there is one, I don't know, or October 1st.
Yeah. 30 days, half September.
So, okay, there you go. It's supposed to open on October 31st, or October 1st. Now it's going to open on September 30th. This is a game changer. 15-minute Ferris wheel ride features 8-passenger climate-controlled gondolas and a view of St. Louis that stretches nearly 20 miles. The wheel boasts $1.6 million LED lights.
Ooh. It does look cool at night.
I love it when I drive in the morning and see it. It's awesome.
I love it.
I'm going to smash the F into
it. That's awesome. Yes.
The wheel.
Tickets will be $15 for adults, $10 for children ages 3 to 12. The grand opening features the wheel, a classic carousel, and an 18-hole mini golf course.
Oh, I love me some mini golf.
God, not me.
The carousel looks cool. I love the carousel.
Opening a day early.
You know, you did the percentage on...
Breaking news.
Percentage of people who think those guys are cool.
Uh-huh.
What percentage of people have ever finished a putt-putt golf course and, like, played it seriously?
Oh,
seriously? Oh, yeah. No, I think it's kind of fun.
I love it.
Oh, God.
Love it.
It's one of my pet peeves.
Here's the thing.
I don't mind it.
Having fun is one of your pet peeves.
But I'm certainly not going to take it seriously throughout the... I mean, by about the fifth
hole. Yeah, that's
the
same thing.
You're knocking it between your legs.
Yes.
I think it's the great equalizer because it doesn't matter how strong you are, men, women, children, doesn't matter. You can just play that. It's not like, obviously it's not like playing regular golf, but it's even playing field for the people.
Well, this one's a par 3. It's going to be difficult.
So you and I are going to go play that course.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get on the carousel.
Yes, we are.
Then I'm going up in the wheel.
Okay. Four of us in this room right now. Andrew's in the...
In the booth.
In the penalty box back there. this group right here, who's the first person that rides the wheel?
You know the answer to this.
Is it you?
Of course.
Yeah. Sue's like, I gotta change my schedule.
You going on the wheel? Yeah, Andrew.
Hey, your mic's on.
All right.
I want the wheel.
All right.
All right, Andrew, let's go together.
Take some pictures, 20-mile view.
I hate that thing so much that I need to be on it. I need to be the first possible person on it.
Wait a minute.
Do you wish that the wheel was there when we were at Union Station, or are you so happy we're not there?
I'm very happy I did not co-occupy the wheel.
Have to deal with the wheel?
Yeah.
What about the golf course? How do you feel about
that? Don't even get me started on that. I'd rather live with the monkeys, the dick chicken, and the three clowns.
What if you got to the golf course and it was DGS themed as a surprise?
Like the jaw of Wiggins moving, and you know, like an Andrew waving his arm.
You know, we would have went to lunch at least once on the wheel.
Yeah.
I think they let you bring, like, are there like kettle corn stand? Isn't there like a big carnival motif over there now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have like a drinks booth that looks like it's at a carnival, like an old timey carnival.
So get a turkey leg and
get
some kettle corn.
Get yourself up in the wheel.
And get up on the wheel.
That's awesome. That's Andrew, you want a turkey leg when we go?
Yes.
I love it.
I can hear you. You don't have to shout.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Hey.
Sorry.
Yes.
My apologies.
Get your clubs. We're going mini golfing.
Get away from the wheel. I just love that I said, yeah, I don't like putt-putt golf. And Rachel's like, oh, you just hate fun, huh?
You said, no, you said it different than that, and I was just teasing you. You're not allowed to not like putt-putt.
I'm not allowed to not like putt-putt.
I said, you're allowed to not like it. It's totally fine. You obviously can still have fun.
Let's wrap this show up.
18-hole mini golf course.
So you want to play Pyramid, or do you want to wait till the next segment?
Go on the wheel!
With a turkey leg.
I love it!
It's particularly appealing.
So is the wheel here in 20 years?
Great question.
No. I'm going to say no.
20 days.
Is it going to be a...
The wheel's going to be scrap metal.
Is it going to be a... Are people going to come from miles around to ride the wheel?
I don't know about that.
I want to see the aquarium. I'm excited for the aquarium.
Oh, I forgot about the aquarium.
That's going to be cool.
I wasn't thinking about the aquarium.
I hope they have sharks.
People are going to come from miles around to ride the wheel. I mean, it sounds like they just threw a bunch of random stuff together. Let's build a big wheel, an aquarium, putt-putt.
The brain trust was like, what do people
and
like?
Let's give it all a
carousels.
Carnival mochi.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff that doesn't quite match. What do I know? It's opening a day early, so.
It's like they ask a 12-year-old boy on his deathbed. He just like sketched it out and they built it.
Sounds like a fever dream.
Fever dream? Yeah, could be.
Yeah, there go our sponsorships of it.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Dave Glover here for the big wheel.
As you guys know, I love to putt-putt golf.
Nothing I love more than knocking a golf ball through a crocodile's head.
All right, what are we doing?
All right,
we're doing a break. Or
let's break and come back and do Pyramid. Yeah. Right. Welcome back, guys. DGS 527. So as you know, we traveled yesterday to the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas, and it was very eventful. The first 30 minutes was pretty nuts. And it kind of tapered off after that, but was still very, very active. Maria, who kind of runs the whole thing, was only supposed to be there with us about 10 minutes, and she stayed for 3 hours because it was just so much stuff going on. I can tell you that a lot of it was focused on me, just through the technology, and a lot of things came out that were pretty amazing, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, like, truly...
It was emotional at
Everyone times. Was like just stopped in our tracks. And this, there were no listeners. There was no one there to impress. There was no one there to perform for. It was just us and Maria. And we were all pretty speechless several times. So.
Do you know if, because we were talking about this a little bit on the show yesterday, some people were asking questions about different investigations and Halloween shows of the past, and I know that in years past we've always put up all of the archives starting on October 1st. Do you know if that's the plan?
I believe it is.
Yeah,
and I believe we will also be teasing with several trailers from the Sally House.
Yes,
not just video, but some sound. So
you'll get a little bit of a peek every week as we get a little closer to the Halloween show. That's good. I love that. I love that. Can't wait.
I love it.
I love it. Fantastic.
Yes.
I wish you would have been in that house last night.
Can't wait for the wheel.
Sue?
Yeah. Just
oh, God.
When things are happening, have her be like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
It would have changed.
The spirit box is on.
The whole dynamic.
Dave.
Wow. That's awesome.
Talking about if you would have been there last night, your reaction to all the paranormal evidence as
spooky.
It's unfolding.
That would scare me. I don't think I would like that.
That's freaky.
Yeah, that.
I don't like it.
That'd be more it's freaky.
I go home.
Yep.
Getting scared.
You kind of sound like Barney Fife a little bit.
Can you pop Andrew up?
He's up, brother.
So I always just dance on the edge of giving too much away, but Andrew, can you confirm that last night at one point, I literally could have offered you $500,000 in a cashier's check and you would not have spent the night?
At any point, I would not have done that. I
I didn't like the vibe in there. Man, there was at one point I think I used the word oppressive, and that's the word that I keep coming back to. I mean, it just kind of, you just kind of felt it as soon as you stepped in the house, even with all the, you know, with all the lights on and you know, it still being daylight out. It was like, I don't.
There is something very Exorcist house about it. In just, it's not a nice house. I mean, it's just kind of a dilapidated, not very nice house. On a pretty nice street, though. Mm-hmm. Like, there are a lot of really nice houses around it. But there's just something about it, you know? Like, you could tell. I really feel like, had you taken me into a different house and said, this is the Sally house, and then taken me to this one, I'd have been like, oh, no, okay. Mm-hmm. This is more.
Well, when we pulled up, the house next door had two cats out on the porch. And as we were walking up to the Sally house, the cats were like, like, don't go in.
Do people literally live next door? Like,
yeah.
Literally?
Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that.
Next door.
On one side is the cat house, and on the other side, it's for sale. So,
Oh, there you go.
No thanks.
Mm-mm. It's even weirder because
a priest.
the front door to the house, it's at 508 2nd Street. Everyone knows it's published.
Right.
It used to be reversed. So the back of the house used to be the front of the house on 1st Street.
Oh, okay.
And then they changed it. And so that gives the house just a weird flow and a weird feel.
Who changed it? The ghosts or the people?
The people. And in the basement, all basements are creepy.
Right.
But in this basement, most people have like a crawl space. This has like a crawl room.
Ooh.
So there's a whole separate room back there. That just has a big busted out hole.
That's where Wiggins is right now. He hasn't escaped.
Without old tones there, who'd you send into the crawl room?
Wiggins got the closest.
You didn't make anybody go?
I thought he was going to put Wiggins in the crawl
room.
What
is going on? I was always forced to go.
That does seem
terrible
suspicious.
Places.
All right. Gonna play?
Yeah, let's do play. This.
Girls versus boys?
Okay.
Yeah, should we read the categories?
Go ahead.
These are kind of especially...
Not sure anybody can read them but you, Rach.
...strange today because Andrew hasn't slept in like a week. So the categories are, and a TV that doesn't work, shows about nothing and sometimes something, RIP to Sally, but I'm different. Guess it just wasn't enough, huh? This is a totally different Europe category, wink. Old MacDonald had a category. I swear that's been a category before. Something witty about hats, IDK, I'm tired. And sizes?
Yeah.
Also, another reason why these are weird. I mean, you didn't come up with the names or most of the clues, but a couple of these are guest curated from Beyond the Grave by our very own Wiggins.
Whoa.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, no,
so Wiggins did this?
No. So all the ones that you hate were ones that he came up with.
Okay. His last gift to us.
Want
to
go first?
Sure, let's go first.
All right, you give.
Okay.
I will
take off my jacket.
I will
get ready
receive.
For this.
Let's do... I'm thinking Old MacDonald.
Yeah.
It's just farm stuff.
Yeah,
we'll do that one.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
that's
thing.
That's the only one that's clear and possibly
we're
easy.
Already on the same page. I love it! Behind the wheel!
So this is, I hit my head on the mic.
That's been there.
It's falling.
He hit his head on the mic.
Apart.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy.
This is farm things. So farm stuff. You guys
it's
ready?
It's a strange emphasis you put on that. He goes, this is farm things.
Farm things.
Farm things.
So we were right.
Farm
y'all
things.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
We
all
right. go. Barn.
The big red thing that you put
barn.
Stuff in.
Poop.
Feces.
Poop.
Cow.
Moo.
Cow.
Fence.
How you keep things in. You build a what?
Oh, a fence.
Pitchfork.
Is poop really?
Throwing the hay with a what?
A bale? Hay bale? A shovel?
Yeah, what's the tool?
A rake?
Frankenstein. Let's go get it with our...
Oh, a hatchet?
What does the devil carry?
It's pass.
Pass.
What the hell is that thing called?
Ah, we
it's
had
a pitchfork.
Pitchfork.
Pitchfork. Duh. Jeez.
And we didn't get the hay. which is what you use a pitchfork on.
Poop
was one of them. That was a thing.
And you better believe that was a Wiggins joint.
We screwed that up. God. That's me. I screwed that up.
Rachel, I got to have you pick.
I think number one in a TV that doesn't work is going to be about hotels.
Hotel
stuff. Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, we're going to do category number one and a TV that doesn't work. Would you like to give or receive?
Sue? Don't care. You tell
me. I'll receive. I'll take my headphones off.
All right.
This is things you'd find in a hotel room.
You were right
hotel
on.
Hotel stuff?
Things you find in a hotel room.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
I hate myself.
Alarm clock.
Something to wake you up.
Alarm clock.
Shampoo.
Something to wash your hair with.
Shampoo.
Towels.
Something to dry off with.
A towel.
Mini fridge.
Something to keep cold items in, like leftover.
Mini fridge.
Coffee.
Something you drink in the morning to wake
coffee.
Up.
Coffee.
Ice bucket.
Something you go down the hall and put in there to keep things cold.
Ice
and,
bucket.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wow.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, farm stuff.
Come on, farm stuff. He just couldn't remember pitchfork.
That could be a new record for speed.
Don't act like pitchfork isn't a thing.
When he said the devil carried it, I thought, ooh, that was a good clue.
That was a Wiggins, was a good clue. That was a Wiggins category, so the farm was.
It was a good clue. I was not going to get it, though.
Something God would never carry, but
never,
the devil does
I would have
carry.
Never gotten pitchfork. We could have done that for 5 minutes, and I wouldn't have gotten pitchfork.
Good job.
You know when you're just totally blanked?
Yes.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah. Trapeze
measures. All you can think is, I'm never going to get this.
I'm
never going to get this. You're so good at describing the clue. Every time I play with you,
okay,
I'm just like, oh,
that's
thank you for that.
Great.
But you were on it. We had an easy time.
Sorry for complimenting my teammate.
Yeah, really, you should be.
Shampoo. Yeah. Something to wash your hair with.
What a brilliant
She's
clue.
Amazing.
Poop. You answered
She's
poop.
Amazing.
Oh, my
Something
gosh.
You wash your hair with.
This is what you drink in the morning. Wine? God,
it could makes it easy
probably
for me.
Say T-shirt
it could
to that.
Anything.
I knew this would happen, Rachel.
Yeah, sorry for nailing that one.
What do you want?
Which one do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want to do? We already lost. This game's over.
No, it's over.
This game's over.
No,
we can
isn't.
Do
it
two
Look
or three. Either one.
Nobody's
two or three.
Gonna miss anything anymore. I screwed it up with pitchfork, and game's over.
My only concern with three is if it's something about the Sally house that you weren't there.
R.I.P. to Sally, but I'm different. That's what you want to do? I'm fine with that.
Okay.
All right. This is famous haunts.
Famous Ooh. Haunts.
Okay.
All right. You guys ready?
We're ready.
Wait.
Wait. What? False start.
Wait. Another false start.
Another
All right.
false start.
Okay. Hang on. This is not.
Oh, God.
Third false.
He's got to go to bed, you guys.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
He's
All right.
false starting.
I am ready. Are you guys ready?
Are you ready? We're ready.
I guess.
Okay. Mineral Springs.
Where we did last year's Halloween show. Maybe 2 years ago.
I don't know.
In Alton.
Milton Schoolhouse.
The other one.
With Mineral Springs.
A mall, yes.
McPike Mansion.
Another one. It's in Alton, and it's a big house.
McPike?
Yes.
Lemp Mansion.
The very first four Halloween
Lemp.
Shows.
Stanley Hotel.
The Shining.
The Overlook Hotel.
The place it was, well, maybe not then. Pass.
Queen Mary.
The boat that's haunted.
Queen Mary?
Yes. Did we get that one?
Yep.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yep. So four.
It's a good Stanley thing we didn't Hotel. Have
that one. Stanley Hotel is the Shining. Yeah. That's the Shining Hotel.
Oh, I was right. Okay.
The last one was
that's
the Sally House.
What's Ooh. That?
Oh. We didn't get the Stanley. I passed it.
But it's not the Stanley.
It
the
is
Overlook.
The Overlook. No, the Overlook is what they named it in the movie The Shining, but the actual hotel that it's based on is the Stanley Hotel.
Ooh, it's a good thing we didn't have that one.
Things you would wash your hair with.
Yeah, that's really close to what you drink in the morning.
Well, at least you two had participated in this category. I would have been like,
Yeah.
What do you think, Sue?
Yeah.
Do you want to do...
We screwed up.
Something witty about hats is probably just about hats.
They wouldn't have gotten any of those.
Why not?
Okay, we're going to do number seven,
no,
something witty
one.
About hats. Mm-mm. IDK, I'm tired.
That is things you wear on your head.
Things you wear on your head.
This okay. should be hard.
Ready?
We are ready.
Beanie.
Dave wears them in the wintertime all the time.
Skull cap.
What's another
Beanie?
Name for it? Yes.
Earmuffs.
They keep this extremity.
Earmuffs.
Yes.
Wig.
If you don't have hair, you put this on.
A wig?
Yes.
Baseball hat.
The most common of all the caps, you wear it to sporting
Baseball
events.
Cap.
Yes.
Top hat.
Abe Lincoln wore a.
Oh, yeah. Top hat.
Yes.
Glasses.
When you can't see very well, you put on your.
Glasses.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Good job, Sue. All right.
Well, Abe Lincoln didn't even wear a top hat.
He wore like a tall hat.
A stovepipe hat.
Don't you shut up.
We got it. Oh, sorry for getting it.
Sorry we're so great today.
All right, you want to take
the
a break?
The Stanley Hotel.
In my head again.
Mm-mm. Welcome back to the sleep-deprived DGS from Sally House in Kansas last night. Okay. Tony and I picked terrible categories. The girls are doing great, but they've had pretty easy ones.
Layups.
And they're even getting it right when they're wrong, like Honest Abe's top hat.
It's kind of like a top hat.
Yeah.
George Washington wore these. Skull caps, yes. we're four behind, Taliban?
Yeah, we're four behind.
Is that right? All right. I will offer you girls either $20 or a Chris's gift certificate.
Ooh. Yeah.
To give us just 2 points.
What are your thoughts, Rachel?
Sweet
victory or money?
Dave, you still win.
You still have a two-point lead.
Dave, if you give that to me, they won't see another point. Ever. Ever. Like not his, just this week.
Look, I like his style.
I could use 10 bucks, but also it would feel, I mean, just the fact that they like won it so saying? Bad.
Yeah, you know, that does kind of
I feel like it's worth more than that.
Going back in my pocket.
Oh, I hate it when people do. Rachel, it's your call.
Let's just hold on to our lead.
Here, right. I got a few bucks.
Okay.
I don't have 20 in here, but I got five,
nah,
six.
Let's just beat them straight up now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
No, I know, but it felt good to say.
Yeah. On my headphones.
Gave him his dignity back.
You and me are going to Chris's after this. I'm leaving a $20
tip.
Get
an apartment together.
We could walk into another major Wiggins category.
All right, here we go.
I would have paid money to hear Sue try to get the haunted houses. That would have been something.
That would have been a nightmare.
Let's go number two. I'm given.
You're given.
Shows about nothing and sometimes something.
Yes, this is NBC shows.
Oh.
You guys.
What is it?
Are these, okay, are these like current?
No.
What's the category?
NBC shows.
Huh?
NBC shows.
Television shows?
So yes. Just shows.
This is
get NBC out of your head.
You know that I don't even watch television.
You watch
this is
YouTube.
This right. is
yeah.
the Wiggins.
I don't watch. Okay.
Go ahead.
This is the Wiggins, Tony.
Yell at Wiggins.
Right. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Seinfeld.
The classic show about nothing.
Seinfeld.
Friends.
A whole bunch of people. They're dating each other. Ross and Rachel.
Friends.
Will and Grace.
He's gay. She's not. They live together.
Will and Grace?
Yes.
Cosby Show.
That's a joke.
The Gibbs comes with the pudding in
the Cosby Show.
Parks and Recreation.
Cosby Show.
Gosh. This is the one that Amy Poehler's on, and the kids love it, and pass.
Frasier.
Parks and Rec, and then Frasier.
You know what?
I don't know if Tony's ever heard of Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler was on
Parks and Rec.
Never saw an episode of Parks and Rec in my life.
I don't even know who Amy Poehler is.
Just came to me.
You girls should have taken that money.
I just make that up too.
Yeah, we probably should have.
All right.
NBC shows.
NBC
don't
shows.
Let Wiggins do this anymore. Don't let him be a part of this.
Okay.
Don't let him blame somebody.
I was really tired today, so when he said like, "Hey, you know, I've got a couple," I was like, give him.
No, that's never a good idea.
Fork him over.
For some
Tony,
reason,
shoot my worries down. See what the temp is on this.
Oh, yeah. We'll
for some reason, I think category number eight and sizes.
I think so.
The phrase shapes and sizes is popping into my head.
All 75. Right.
Okay.
Really? 75.
Do you want to try category number pants. Eight?
Yeah, let's do it. Am I giving? I think it.
I'm giving.
Guys, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you've already won.
Just do whatever you want.
Here, I'll receive.
Both of you keep your headphones on.
Okay,
you could pantomime this, and you'd see you'll win.
Okay, this is shapes.
Shapes, Rich.
I guessed correctly.
Yeah, you're on fire,
dude. Shapes.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Square.
The normal one.
Square.
The normal one.
Triangle.
The one that looks
triangle.
Like
triangle.
She's just making them with her fingers.
All right, let's not
cross.
Pantomime.
This is like kindergartens.
Cross.
No, please pantomime.
I'm sorry. What?
Cross.
You wear it around your neck. On a necklace.
Jesus
a
died on it.
Yeah, but what is it
oh,
the
cross.
Shape of?
Crescent. Thanks, Dave.
You can eat them at Thanksgiving. They're a shape the rolls. Pillsbury
crescent
makes them.
Crescent rolls.
Pentagon.
The devil.
Sign of the devil.
That's a pentagram.
Same thing.
I don't
know.
You guys totally messed that up.
Yeah, seriously.
You guys got them all except one.
No, Pentagon. You missed Pentagon.
No, you wouldn't
cube.
Even let us get to the last one. Goodness.
You missed cube.
That was like a...
despite the bitching, we did pretty well.
Kindergarten class. Square.
Sorry that I'm guessing all of these categories correctly.
Yeah. No, you're
it's not that hard. It's and sizes.
You're right.
Did you guess shapes?
No, you're right.
Yes, shapes.
Then why
didn't
you pick it earlier?
You're taking it.
Why didn't you take it instead of famous haunts if you guessed it?
You're so right.
Thank you,
Tony. We didn't dick you up. We gave you the answers.
Y'all, I am dying.
Oh, you totally did.
I am dying.
Yeah, it was Pentagon.
By the way, we did not screw you up.
She says devil worshippers.
We didn't screw you up.
Yeah,
you
but she was supposed
Pentagon.
To come to. Yeah.
We were trying to help.
I am dying at the normal one. She gets square.
Normal one.
Like we are on the same wavelength on that one.
We know what's happening.
The big shape, the square.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Andrew, you pick one for us.
All right. You guys want to do guess it wasn't
Yeah, let's do Europe because it's going to be terrible.
This is devolving.
I think we're
doing Europe. This is countries in Europe.
Let's do five.
This is European countries.
Okay, European countries.
Ready?
Yep.
Perfect.
France.
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 Italy.
Italy.
Italy?
Ireland.
Ireland.
This is the Tim Convey method.
Iceland.
Iceland.
Denmark?
Spain.
Spain.
Portugal.
Greece.
Are you going to really wiggins
Greece.
This category? Yeah.
So when you go to Greece,
seven.
You go to...
Six
right.
for six.
All right.
Cleaned up, baby. Perfect category.
Here we go.
Good job, guys.
Nice job.
You want to do the last one or...
Yeah.
Sure, let's do it for fun. We've got... Right. Well, I don't... Yeah, we've got time.
All right,
we'll
this go is pre-politics...
Let the people not get a category.
Pre-politics celebrities.
Pre-politics celebrities?
Sorry, that's what I wrote down. That makes no sense. This is celebrities that were famous... This is people who are famous before they got into politics.
People who are famous before they got into politics.
Oh, ready?
Yes, go.
Donald Trump.
The president of the United
Donald
States.
Donald Trump.
Ronald Reagan.
The other one that was an actor who was the president.
Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Al Franken.
He was on SNL. He took a picture of groping the lady's boobs on the ship.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I can't think of his name.
Okay, pass.
Clint Eastwood.
The punk thing, Dirty Harry.
Clint Eastwood?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesse Ventura.
Pass.
Cynthia Nixon.
She was on Sex and the City. She played Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
Red hair.
Think of her hair with the... I can't think of her real name.
It's okay, we won.
The wrestler that was the governor of Minnesota.
Jesse Ventura.
Yes.
Nice, I didn't... I think we won, Sue.
Okay.
Good job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.